following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday. It is chilly, and we've got some more rain in our forecast. Snow in the mountains. It's January 30th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Sheena will be up in just a second with just a look at your first alert forecast on this weather alert day. In the meantime, 24 people gathered in Escondido over the weekend to honor the life of Tyre Nichols and protest against police brutality. Church leaders and activists and North County residents all came out because they said they felt compelled to speak out after they saw the videos released by Memphis police on Friday. Many of them say they remember protesting after the killing of George Floyd 3 years ago. They felt optimistic that change might happen then, but they are devastated now to see cases like this continue. The protesters say to stop these incidents, there needs to be both institutional change within law enforcement agencies and societal change. Yusef Miller is the director of the North County Equity and Justice Coalition. He says that there are reforms that he believes could make a difference.
And qualified immunity. This protection that law enforcement has that they can do these egregious things and they cannot be sued. They need to feel some kind of threat to their career, to their pay, if they make these mistakes on the streets.
The protesters say they don't want to become numb to cases like this, and they hope that people will continue to speak out when police use excessive force. After two devastating mass shootings in the past week in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay, members of San Diego's Asian community are coming together to create solutions to address violence. They met with community leaders and elected officials and small business owners, saying that they need to document concerns, not just talk about it, and seek action, especially as the mayor said hate crimes are up 65% in San Diego. One of the suggestions made was the need for a hub for the community to come together and share their experiences. Three people are recovering this morning at a hospital, and a man is behind bars after a series of attacks in downtown San Diego. San Diego police say a man assaulted three separate people within moments of each other early Sunday morning. The first attack happened in the parking garage of Horton Plaza, where officers found a victim bleeding from the head. They then responded to a sexual assault in progress near the Happy Head Salon on Market Street, where they found a female victim there. As they investigated that assault, officers responded to another attack near the Ralph's on G Street, where they found a third victim. All three victims were taken to the hospital to treat their injuries. Based on the description of the suspect, police say it was likely the same attacker is responsible for all of those incidents. And it's a weather alert day. Here's Sheena now with a look at your forecast.
Good Monday morning. Have the umbrella for today. All day, we have showers that'll be moving in through the morning and more rain as we head into this afternoon and tonight. Some of the rain in the middle of the day could be a little bit heavy. High temperatures will only be in the mid-50s for the coast and the inland valleys. For the mountains, we are going to be seeing snow today, mostly above 4,000 feet. Snow levels will get higher snow totals will get higher the higher up you go. So above 5,500 feet, we could see over 7 inches, but at those lower elevations above 4,000 feet, we could see a few inches there. That'll last into tonight as well. We do dry up, though, as we head into Tuesday. So today looks like the only rainy day out of the week, and then conditions get a little better. We could see anywhere from about 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch of rain across the county once it's all over. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. And a story you may not have heard about, a skydiver was seriously hurt after his parachute failed to completely open and struck the roof of a home before landing on the ground. That's according to the Oceanside Fire Department. The skydiver from Go Jump Oceanside fell from the sky at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. He struck the roof and then landed between two homes on Tupel Drive. That's near the Oceanside Airport. His partially opened chute prevented him from completely free-falling. The fire officials said the landing was still uncontrolled and at an accelerated pace. The man, whose name has not been released, is in his 30s and to 40s and was taken to a local trauma center by Mercy Air for treatment. There is no information yet on his condition. And this story for you, a red panda is back in her enclosure this morning after escaping from the San Diego Zoo yesterday. The animal climbed into a tree next to her habitat in the zoo's Panda Canyon. That area was closed off to guests while officials worked to get the animal back into its closure. The animal eventually climbed back into her habitat. The red panda is also known as the lesser panda, is a small mammal native to the eastern Himalayas. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe and don't forget to download our NBC7 app for the latest information, news, and weather.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.